The Lenten Devotional for Monday, March 11th, 2019, by the Reverend Michelle Ward, Church Planting and Revitalization Certificate student and Associate Pastor at Brown Memorial Park Avenue Presbyterian Church in Baltimore, Maryland. The scripture reading for the day is John 2, verses 1 through 12. The first miracle of Jesus compels us to think of its darker connections to the suffering that both Mary and Jesus will endure at his crucifixion. Readily comes to mind the image of Jesus' body pouring out blood and water when the soldiers pierced his side. From John 19:33-34, it says, "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out." Jesus, knowing what is to come, resists performing the miracle at Cana. He tells Mary, "It is not yet his time." He would often refer to his death as "my hour," as he does here. Jesus refers to his coming death many times through his ministry. These references reveal how present on his mind is the suffering yet to come. Perhaps here in Cana, he wanted simply to take in this wedding celebration with his friends and family. Perhaps he did not want to contemplate his death or expose himself to others. But his mother had other plans in mind, and Jesus complied, thus setting aside his agency to say no and choosing to say yes to this sign, as the Gospel of John calls the miracles of Jesus. And each sign Jesus enacts is a small step toward his death, the ultimate sign of who he is and why he came into the world. Lent is a season of small deaths for each one of us who chooses to journey on this road to the cross. As we daily let go of something in order to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf, let us contemplate the sign giver who gives his very life. Let us pray. Suffering God, thank you for the sacrifice you made on my behalf. You teach me how to persist in the face of the darkness around me. I ask that in my life too, you would turn water into wine, no matter the cost to me. Reveal to me where I need to resist evil, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, participate in transforming the ordinary into the miraculous. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.